Across the nation, activists are rapidly organizing in response to Trump's threats of war crimes, including his claim that, quote, a whole civilization will die tonight, end quote. Refuse Fascism, an organization dedicated to creating what they describe as the largest nonviolent mass mobilization in U.S. history to drive out the, quote, Trump fascist regime, end quote, has responded to the president's threats by organizing emergency protests across major U.S. cities. Sam Goldman is an organizer with Refuse Fascism.
This is collective punishment. This is criminal behavior. This is mass terror against 93 million people in Iran. And when you threaten to destroy power, water, civilian infrastructure, it is not defense. That is collective punishment. It is war crimes by, you know, international law and our military law, or the military law of the United States. And this is being carried out by a fascist regime that is willing to inflict immense suffering on millions of people.
Refuse Fascism was founded after Trump's first election in 2016. But since then, they say the Trump administration has escalated its attacks on civil and human rights, describing the president as a, quote, fascist lunatic in power, end quote, who they believe is carrying out war crimes and threatening more on a daily basis, and as a result, are organizing actions like today's emergency protests.
For those of us living here inside this country, what is being done in our name is our responsibility to oppose. And, you know, these crimes will be our crimes too, if we don't break the silence, if we aren't in the streets saying that this war on Iran has to stop and that this regime needs to be removed from power.
Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.